Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Well, welcome back. We've had 3 hours so far of radio. I've got Dr. Samara Umat, Dr. Jerry Mixon, and we've been taking calls for 3 hours and 3 minutes. So we've got this full hour to go. If you have a question for either one of these two fine physicians, sponsored, of course, by Longevity Medical Clinic, call us at 1-888-312-5757. I think we've got two lines open right now. So this is a good time to call. 1-888-312-5757. Now, during the last part of the last hour, we had Ray, I believe, call in. He had questions about relief factor. And just to set the stage here, Dr. Mixon created Relief Factor about 7 years ago, wound up selling it to ProMedev, you know, another company, but is often still asked questions. And Ray wanted to know the precise...
the active ingredients versus the total amount of powder.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know... at the time we put that together, golly, 6 years or so ago?
Almost seven.
Seven years ago. Okay. Yeah, I was pulling the research papers and finding the amount of each one of these that had anti-inflammatory effects in their studies. Mm-hmm. And so that was what I used as my guide. I said, okay, this study says this much icarin, this much in the way of curcumin, this much in the way of so on. So... in the intervening nearly 7 years, I've forgotten exactly what those numbers were from 7 years ago. So I had to go back and do a little looking up and calculating. So, Ray, here's what it comes down to. The omegas are pretty much straightforward. That's, you know, that's listed on the package with no question. The epimedium, what I'm after there is the icarin. And there's about 40 milligrams of active icarin per packet. So about 20 milligrams per pill. Now, icarin is an interesting compound. It has an anti-inflammatory effect, but it's also a stem cell discrimination. It actually stimulates stem cells to grow into terminal tissues. And so it helps you to heal and repair by growing new tissue that you need that's being damaged by the inflammation. Icarin is also sold in almost every convenience store out there. And it's sold as an aphrodisiac, as a male enhancement supplement, because the epimedium has a common name called horny goat weed. Now, if horny goat weed isn't an aphrodisiac, it should be, just based on the name.
That's right. Okay.
But the reason it got that name was shepherds noted that when their goats ate this particular plant, they increased their mounting and sexual behavior dramatically. So it became horny goat weed.
Sure.
So we use that not for an aphrodisiac effect, although if you're going to get a side effect from a supplement, that's not a bad one to have, actually.
Okay.
All right, but it's about 40 milligrams of the icarin per packet, okay? And then the turmeric is actually, it's a standardized curcumin, about 18%, but it's a phospholipid form. Curcumin is not well absorbed from the gut, but the phospholipid form is absorbed about four times more efficiently than the standard turmeric or curcumin that you would buy in the store. So this particular form has something in the neighborhood of 120 milligrams per packet, but it's absorbed as well as nearly 500 milligrams of the standard curcumin that you would buy most places. So we had them use a much more expensive, easily absorbed form. So you get a lot more bang for the, yeah, for the amount of curcumin in the pill. And then the resveratrol. Resveratrol is the active ingredient that we think provides the French paradox, where they drink more red wine, and despite lifestyles that are high in cholesterol, high in fat, and low in physical activity, they still have a much lower incidence of heart disease than we have in the United States. Well, resveratrol contains about 8 milligrams of resveratrol per bottle of red wine. And in this, you're getting about 60 milligrams of resveratrol in each packet of your pills. So that would be what? Eight or nine bottles of red wine per packet to get that much resveratrol. So that's what you're actually getting in a packet of the Relief Factor. And so the standard is you start with 3 packets a day till the pain goes away, mm-hmm, and then you drop it to 2 packets a day. Mm-hmm. And some fortunate people can then even after a while go down to 1 packet a day and stay pain-free, but not everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So two a day is kind of the average.
2 packets a day.
Yeah.
But again, they've created the 3-week quick start, which is 3 packets a day for the first week, 2 packets. That's the 3-week quick start. And so it makes good sense. It's
I still take it because I use my body heavily.
Oh, I take it every day. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah,
so yep. I take it twice a day most of the time, unless I do something really stressful. I mean, if I go up for a ski weekend or something and I'm pounding down the slopes, I'll go to 3 packets that day.
That's right.
Sure. Absolutely.
And with that in mind, for those of you who know about it, you've been tempted, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. And if you are interested, you just simply go to their website, relieffactor.com. Yep. And check it out. Order that 3-week quick start. Makes good sense. Tens of thousands of people are taking it every day, and for a good reason. You can get it at relieffactor.com. Okay, back to business here. Let's go to Puyallup and talk to Mike. Hello, Mike. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, hi, Mike. Sir.
Let me make sure my radio is down and my
we're good.
My volume's up.
Okay. All right. Wait, you're on the air. How can we help?
Well, I'm just about 60. I'm an athlete. I'm an instructor, so I don't compete, but I do teach. And I've been through 3 terrible bouts of stress in my life. Just about as much stress as a man can have. I lost a daughter, and survived that. Of course, with the COVID-19, I'm having problems in my own business. But in 2014, I watched my wife get killed right in front of me. And it took me about a year to kind of get over and deal with the PTSD and the stress of watching that happen. My point is, I've had just about as much stress as a human being can have over the past several years in three serious bouts. And I know they talk about how bad stress is for you. And I just need to know what kind of maintenance things I can do to ward off whatever this stress is going to take its toll one day. I'm healthy. I'm not overweight. I work out every day pretty much. But the kinds of stress that I've had have just, you know, I mean, it really pushed me to the wall of human, you know, what a human can handle. And I eat sugar like a fly, you know, a lot of sugar in my coffee and a lot of other stuff. But so far, physically, I don't have any signs of stress. Psychologically, you know, of course, life is not a good time when you're going through those terrible things. But I need to know what kind of things I can do to kind of undo or prepare for whatever is coming because of the terrible amounts of stress that I've experienced in my life.
Okay. How long ago did you lose your spouse?
March 7th, 2014. I saw it happen, yes. And I did CPR. And so I saw it, I felt it, I smelt it, I tasted it. And so it was, took me about 11 months and 1 week before I was, you know, I felt like a bear was going to eat me every minute of every day, you know, just that PTSD, stress, cortisol. I have consumed or produced more cortisol, probably enough to fill up, you know, 55 gallon jugs, but I have inappropriate stress responses, you know, some little thing will happen and I'm, you know, back in that stress zone. So, you know, I have a great counselor. My therapist is actually a professor. So, but you know, it's just you know, life, I guess, happens. But I've had my dose of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, you've described several, you know, extremely traumatic events. I can empathize with the loss of the child. I've lost two children in my life, one in infancy and one died of a brain cancer about 3 years ago. So, you know, been there, done that.
It takes
a lot of time. And it sounds like you've had a post-traumatic stress syndrome induced here, which is, you know, it's tough. But it sounds like you're doing most of the right stuff. You got somebody to talk to, which is your counselor. You're exercising regularly, and exercise is a great way to handle stress. It beats the hell out of drinking yourself to death or using drugs. So,
right.
You know, that's, so the exercise is a great way. I guess on the most personal level is individual personal or interpersonal relationships. You know, have you found somebody that you are in love with as yet?
And if not, you need to be open
for that. Okay, good.
I have remarried, and her boys are, you know, I've raised some dumb kids, and these kids are just wonderful. These kids are absolutely fantastic. They started with that student teacher relationship with me. So they're 16 years old and they'll come up to me and they'll say, "Sir, can we have a popsicle?" I'm like, "Yeah, no problem, man." They're 16 years old. They don't, you know, they know about the evils of the world. But when I was 16 years old, I'll tell you what, I wasn't looking for popsicles. I was on the other side of the coin. You know?
Yeah, no, I clearly remember my adolescence, way more hormone than brain when I was 16, 17 years old. Yeah. Okay. No, you know, not a whole lot comes to mind. It sounds to me like everything that can reasonably be done is being done. But Samara, what are you thinking?
He talked about some difficulty in personal relationships and then getting the startled response or some kind of an inappropriate response. And I just wondered about oxytocin.
That's a great thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, depending upon how he's sleeping, I would even consider low dose progesterone therapy. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She's brought up two things that I should have thought of, but that's why I have this smart woman sitting here to remind me of good stuff. You know, most men as they age, their young men have almost as much progesterone in their system as young women. And as we age, we lose our progesterone production. Progesterone, especially taken at night, helps you to sleep much more deeply and get much better rest.
And I'm going to do something that I hate doing, but this is so important. I really love this conversation because a lot of people are listening right now that are struggling with stress in varying degrees. So forgive me. But, Mike, we are going to put you on hold for just a couple of minutes here because we got to do a break, whether we like it or not. And when we come back Jerry, you and...
We'll continue.
We'll continue on this, talking about oxytocin, progesterone, and maybe some other things that can help anybody, not just Mike, but anybody struggling with some serious stress. So this is very good. You folks, do not go far. This, you are going to love this conversation when we come back.
I'm a relatively new longevity patient, and I've been thoroughly impressed with how thorough the process is.
Hey, welcome back, listening to CC Rider. Hey, before we left and took the break, we were talking to Mike, who had gone through three rather severe, and maybe is still going through one as it relates to business losses and stress, but the death of a child, which I can't even fathom.
Been there twice.
The death of a wife, which I also cannot fathom.
I don't know how I'd survive it if something happened to Bandine.
Yeah, so the stress. And Samira, you brought up oxytocin and progesterone.
Yeah.
And so let's, Mike, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. I think keep listening because this is going to be good, I think.
Well, progesterone is a very neuroactive compound. And it has a quieting effect on the brain, and it makes you kind of mellow and relaxed. It helps you to tolerate stress and anxiety significantly better, and it enhances sleep. So that low progesterone that men get with age, you know, means we become less and less stress tolerant. And so raising a man's progesterone, and by the way, I'm talking about real progesterone, not Provera, not medroxyprogesterone acetate, those shots. That's terrible stuff. But real progesterone can work wonders. The other thing we often use in the clinic, especially with people with post-traumatic stress syndrome or episodic depressive episodes, is oxytocin. And oxytocin is a fascinating hormone, and it's got a lot of really good uses. And I'm really surprised it's not more widely used than it is. But you remember when you fell in love the first time in your life, and all of a sudden you were in that youthful, hypersexual state in which you were having intercourse every time you turned around, whether you should or shouldn't. And that person, was perfect. You looked at them and you could see no flaws. They were your soulmate. They were sent from heaven just for you. They were the ideal. Well, that was oxytocin. Every time, well, oxytocin, what happens is every time you had intercourse, every time you had a sexual climax, you kicked out a big burst of oxytocin in your brain. And oxytocin makes it almost impossible for you to think negative thoughts. You saw everything through rose-colored, oxytocin-tinted glasses. And the reason that person seemed perfect to you was because you connected them to that high oxytocin state. And as the relationship matured and your sexual frequency declined, you suddenly one day realized they had a flaw after all. and so... hopefully the relationship had matured enough you weren't totally dependent on oxytocin anymore. But that's what oxytocin does for us. Women kick out oxytocin both with orgasmic response, but also with nursing, with nipple stimulation. And so when a woman is nursing her baby, she's stimulating those nipples every 2 hours, 24 hours a day, and she is kicking out big bursts of oxytocin while she stares into that baby's face. And she makes an oxytocin-mediated bond with that child that will never break. just because so much, I mean, you know, this is not intercourse three times a week. This is every 2 hours, 24 hours a day. She gets an oxytocin hit with this kid. It doesn't matter what sociopathic monster the kid turns out to be. Mother will still love it. Right? Because she can't help herself. She has that oxytocin bond. So what we have found is that we can use oxytocin either as a nasal spray to get it through the cribriform plate directly into the brain, or as a buccal lozenge in the cheek to give people a high dose of oxytocin. And the nasal spray works well as long as you don't have allergies or nasal polyps. If you've got stuffy noses, you can't absorb it through the nose very well. But so if you've got a healthy airway, nasal spray oxytocin works pretty darn well. Otherwise, you need the buccal lozenges. But we can use that and raise your brain oxytocin level, and it makes it very difficult to think negative thoughts.
And
you put the most positive spin on everything that happens in your life.
So military with PTSD.
PTSD,
for
yes.
example, it's being prescribed.
And yeah, and down at Madigan, they've started using it. I actually turned one of the psychiatrists down there on to this several years ago. So yes, it's a very useful drug. So progesterone at bedtime. Mm-hmm. Oxytocin on an as-needed basis, even if it's two or three times a day, mm-hmm. can really help these episodes. Oxytocin is normally used intravenously in regular obstetrical medicine.
Yeah.
And if a woman won't go into labor, they'll run an oxytocin drip intravenously, and it causes the uterus to start contracting and forces them to go into labor and push that baby out.
Reduces labor, yep.
Yeah. Once more, we have used it for our own pleasurable purposes, in that we can put together an oxytocin vaginal gel. A woman can insert it way up high next to the cervix, to the top of the uterus, and then if she has intercourse, it will cause the uterus to spasm and tighten down frequently and rhythmically, and enhance her own orgasmic response. So that's kind of a neat too. Doesn't work with women that don't have a uterus though. If they had a hysterectomy, it doesn't work. But, so anyway, yeah, we've got a lot of fun uses for oxytocin.
All right. Thank you for the answers.
I bet you, Mike, that would be a great thing. Most doctors are going to look at you like you're a space cadet, but not at longevity.
Longevity, we use it all the time.
Talk about being on the leading edge. Thank you again for your call, Mike. Yeah, I take progesterone mm-hmm. at night. You've got me on progesterone at night, and I prefer the cream. You gave me some lozenges last time, but the cream, I put it on every night.
Well, yeah.
And the nice thing about the cream, especially for we older people, is progesterone cream applied to the skin on your face and neck. You get high levels in the skin itself, and it increases the elasticity of the skin, helps smooth out fine wrinkles, and gives you smoother, better texture to your skin. So it's got a good cosmetic effect, too.
That's where I put it, because I want to be beautiful.
I feel pretty, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty.
Anyway,
I
got to say, stop him. Stop him. It's crazy how many advantages there are to being a patient at longevity. This is just one little teeny crack or piece of the puzzle. There we go. A crossword puzzle. This oxytocin, the progesterone, just two little teeny pieces. There are so many advantages.
You know, people usually think when they're thinking of hormones, they're thinking of testosterone for men or estrogens for women.
Yeah. Right.
No, you know, we are very complex creatures with a wide variety of hormones, mm-hmm. and we can use various balances for a lot of reasons, and this is just a couple of them.
And with that in mind, the free health analysis appointments have been grabbed up. Let's just put it that way. When we make them available, poof, they're gone. And that's because with the pandemic, it has brought focus to this whole area of prevention, of building an immune system so that you can fight issues. You can repair. You can grow muscle faster and easier. You can lose weight easier when your metabolism is balanced. Anyway, so if you would like, I'm just looking at the email here that came from Bia, and we opened up through Friday, July 17th. Obviously, all of June was gone by the middle of May. But we've opened up the first week of July, and then now, as of yesterday, the second week of July, and I'm seeing it right here. We have 19 appointments in Kirkland, 10 in Tacoma, and 25 in Linwood. That's for basically the first 2 weeks of July. That's very good news. They won't be there for much longer, but probably through this weekend, maybe even into the week. So you need to go grab them. They're available on a first-come, first-served basis. You've heard us many times. We're not going to go through it now what the exactly what those two tests are, but it's a blood test and then the special in-body. And believe me, you want those because you'll get an understanding as to what your basic health risks are. It's a starting place. You need to know. If you don't measure, you don't know. You've heard that a million times here. So let us do that. Let us measure for you. It's free. Plus, we have extended. We didn't know we were going to do this, but hey, we just decided why not. We are extending the $100 of free longevity supplements when you make a free health analysis or when you actually attend a free health analysis appointment. So lots of reasons for you to do that, available on a first-come, first-served basis. And I encourage you to do that by going to our website, lmclinic.com. Again, lmclinic.com. Push on the health analysis button to schedule, and it's an easy process. I predict it'll take you less than 5 minutes, probably 3 or 4 minutes, to do it. You select the appointment of your choice, and it's yours. And simple as that. Go to lmclinic.com. And if for some reason you don't have a computer, and about 5 or 6, 7% of you don't, that's okay. You can call 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG, and make your appointment that way. They're limited, but they're there right now. So grab them at lmclinic.com. When we come back, we'll talk to Warren in Brennan, Barb in Puyallup, Molly in Woodinville. We've got a question about aortic valve, factor V, Leiden blood condition. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Leiden. And other questions. Don't go far.
And I can tell you that my strength, my energy is great. I have two granddaughters who run Green Lake, and I can run right along with them.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
And the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing.
When you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through.
Shining through.
When you're crying.
When you're crying.
You bring on the rain.
Stop
your shine. Won't you be happy again?
Hey,
well, that explains why we get so much rain in Seattle. Is there too much crying? Is that it? Because it brings on the rain?
That's right.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Well, that's what they said in the song. when you're crying, it brings on the rain.
Yeah.
All right, smile out there because I'm sick of rain.
Yep.
Yeah, 80% chance of rain Monday. Which is a
You know, we're in mid-June, and
that's
I'm
right.
still it's, waiting for spring to get here.
It's cold.
It's cold out there.
I don't think it has sunk into people consciously what happens. In April and May, we have these, sometimes a week, 10 days at a whack, of this beautiful weather, and we start thinking, oh, it's here,
summer's here.
And then June comes.
It rains.
June sucks. Almost every year, about 1 out of 10 years, June's beautiful. But most years, June is June. It's just the way it is.
And cold, then finally, gray, wet.
You know, we moved here in July, and obviously July and August are the best months. And we were like, what do people complain about? This is beautiful here.
It's glorious.
Well, and I often tell people, Seattle is not that rainy. It's actually number 34 for big cities. 34th most rained cities. That's not bad. But we're number one for cloudiness.
Yes, it's the gray. And it's the gray that gets to me after a while.
It's the gray.
It does get to you, yeah.
That's why we travel our brains out, especially in the winter.
Well, then that's when I like to travel.
Yeah.
You know, the summers here are so glorious.
The best.
Why would you want to leave?
Exactly. Yep.
But, yeah.
Actually.
By December, I'm ready for some sunshine.
July through mid-October, this is the place to live.
Perfect.
Yes. Without question. Yep. Actually, this is the place to live. Just travel.
Period. Yeah, just travel.
Get into the sun. Yes. Let's go to Brennan and talk with Warren. Good morning, Warren. Welcome.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, hi. I get mixed messages depending on what nutritional expert I listen to about olive oil. It's supposed to, you know, because it's high in polyphenols, it's supposed to be the best part of the Mediterranean diet for promoting increase in brain cells and longevity. But other experts say, well, no, it's very high in calories. There's no fiber, and it predisposes to arteriosclerosis. And if you have arteriosclerotic heart disease, then you should not be taking any oils. So it's very confusing to me. You know, like some people take 2 tablespoons of olive oil a day, thinking that's very salubrious. So just want to get your thoughts on that.
All right. Calories in, calories out is kind of the watchword for staying lean. You know, if you're going to eat 2 tablespoons of olive oil, that's 10 cc's, or roughly 10 grams, a little about 9 grams. Oil's a little lighter than water. And each one of those grams is 9 calories, or, okay, 9 kilocalories, 9,000. So you've got a lot of calories there. And so you are going to have to do a little extra activity. Okay. But the reality is it is anti-inflammatory. It helps the balance between omega-3 and omega-6s. It is a generally healthy oil as long as your total calorie intake is low enough and your physical activity is high enough to compensate for the extra calorie intake. If you have atherosclerotic heart disease, on the other hand, yes, a Pritikin diet or a Dean Ornish diet, something that is extremely low in fats with lots and lots of fiber, can actually open up your arteries if you can stick with it for a year or so.
That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. Yeah. Pritikin and Ornish diets are so low in fat that they are not very satisfying.
Mm.
And you have to eat enormous amounts of fiber, high fiber foods in order to stay feeling full.
Mm.
So it almost requires a religious fervor to stick with those very, very low-fat diets. But Ornish has published several series of papers in which he's shown people with a 90% narrowing of his carotid arteries. And 18 months later, it's down to a 50% occlusion. I mean, it has dramatically opened up those arteries again. So, you know, if you can do those diets and you have cardiovascular disease, it is effective at reversing that atherosclerotic change in your arteries. So, you know, and that's an extremely, extremely low-fat diet. So, you know, it all depends on what you're trying to accomplish.
You know, somebody came to me just this last week and tried to convince me, and did successfully. I bought some avocado oil instead of olive oil.
Okay.
Any thoughts there?
Well, it's a relatively healthy fat.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is a fat.
Yeah.
It is high calorie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so once more, if you increase your calorie intake, you've got to increase your activity to compensate.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. It tastes okay, cooking, sautéing.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I have both at home as well. The extra virgin olive oil I use for salads.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll alternate between either a little bit of coconut or the regular olive or the avocado for cooking. And I'm not 100% sure which is the best. I think it just depends on what else is going on.
Yeah. And what is the what is the heat factor at which it will denature and start to smoke at you?
Well, yeah. So all coconut oil is the best for high heat. So if you're going to really, you know, be heating it, then
so if you're cooking in a wok,
and
you really need that fan above because all the smoke pouring off, move to something like coconut oil.
Yeah.
Because once it starts to smoke, you have denatured the oil and it's no longer healthy, no matter what it was when it was room temperature. When it starts smoking, you've damaged it. Don't eat it.
That's right. That's right. So thanks, Warren. Appreciate the call on that. Let's go to Puyallup and talk with Barb. Barb, welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Mixon. I've never heard you speak about the Leiden factor 5 blood condition. Could you give me some information on that, please?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, I was just, you know, my son had a blood clot, and that's how it came about that.
Yeah.
I also have that condition. It's hereditary, I understand.
Yes, it is.
Regular practitioner wanted me to go on an aspirin a day for the rest of my life.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if that's correct. Okay. Another blood pressure doctor said that oftentimes heart doctors, cardiologists, want you to go on blood thinner, which I really don't want to do, and aspirin is.
Okay.
So
would you go
along with that?
Yes. Let me give you the little bit I have on this.
Okay.
You're looking at an autosomal dominant. Half of your kids are likely to turn up with this condition, and it's hypercoagulable.
Yes.
You know, you've got a big chance of forming blood clots, far more than people without the condition. Anything that factors to decrease your clotting is likely to be of help. The problem with things like aspirin, while they are platelet inhibitors and they do help prevent you from forming clots where you don't want clots, they also trigger bleeding in the gastrointestinal tract. So, and it's just a direct effect. The gastric mucosa does not tolerate aspirin very well. So you do need to be a little cautious. Also, of course, depending on how much you use and how sensitive you are, you know, aspirin, it can be renal toxic. It can be toxic to your kidneys. So, you know, we used to say an aspirin, you know, baby aspirin a day for everybody over 40 or so. And we've moved away from that. We're now recognizing that aspirin, like everything else, has its downsides. But frankly, when you compare it to the other anti-clotting drugs, now your aspirin's relatively benign. I mean, you don't normally end up with bleeding strokes, you know, from that like you would from Coumadin.
Yes.
Or some of the other,
heparin and Coumadin but the newer drugs are Eliquis and Xarelto, and many physicians are going that route.
Yeah, and serious bleeding with those is about 1/4 the risk of the Coumadin.
That's
You know, so those are preferable from a medical standpoint. They're much more expensive.
Yes.
But if you've got good insurance,
you
know, because otherwise they're about $250 a month.
Yeah, and when With the older ones, you have to be careful with the diet as well, and especially with children, it's kind of hard to control their diet sometimes. Mm-hmm. So to avoid that variation, it's probably better to use something like Eliquis because it eliminates all those variables for you.
Yeah. You know, when I formed
aspirin, will kind of do the same thing. I'm on a full-strength aspirin, 325.
Yeah. Well, and for cerebrovascular protection, a full aspirin is better for adults. You know, it's kind of interesting. We used a baby aspirin, about 1/4 of an adult aspirin, for cardiovascular protection. But for neurologic protection, to avoid thrombotic strokes in the brain, a full adult aspirin is safer. Your problem there, once more, is you're hitting your gut a lot harder. And so, you know, you want to buffer it as much as possible. Take it midway through a meal and so on. Don't go popping it on an empty stomach or before bedtime.
Yeah. No, I always take it with food. I've taken it, you know, for the last couple of years. So, and I'm 84, so the chances, you know, does your risk increase as you age with that particular condition?
Not necessarily. I think the risk increases with physical inactivity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty active for my age, that's for sure.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing that worries me is that modifier you added, for my age.
Well, because everyone always says it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kind of tired of it. Well, for your age.
I know.
Just get kind of used to it.
The one that has always irritated me is, well, you look pretty good for your age.
I know.
Couldn't you just stop with your good looking? You know, I prefer that one. But,
I kind of do, too. That's for sure. Well, then about all you can really tell me is that continue with the aspirin.
If you have other comorbid medical conditions, then you might want to switch out to the. Okay, that's all. Okay,
no. Sounds good, Barb.
Okay, well, I'm afraid we haven't really added much to your knowledge base.
Yeah, sorry.
But, all right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Barb.
Thank you, Barb.
And when we come back, we'll talk with Molly from Woodinville. Has a question about what is that? Slowing down calcification of her aortic valve. How do we do that? That'll be with Molly when we come back. Don't go far. Be right back.
Shake my gourd, dance around the bed.
I started playing in the Puget Sound Senior Baseball League when I was 51, and I started pitching. And the guy was my regular catcher for the 3 years before I started the program, was catching me one day after I'd started on the program. And he came out about the third inning, and he said, dude, I don't know what you're doing, but you've gained about 5 or 6 miles an hour in your fastball. And I didn't go into think about longevity at the time, but I just kind of knew that that was what was making the difference.
Bum, 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 bum.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. Does she need me as she pretends?
Okay, we were talking during the break. People were hearing part of the conversation there for a minute. You were getting a bunch of ads from Motel 6.
Well, I got an ad from Motel 6 on my phone, and I said, Motel 6? I've not been at a Motel 6 in, God, how many decades?
I know. And I shared, I remember probably 45 years ago or so when I was taking my kids driving through California, and we stayed at a Motel 6. And I remember being so upset, frustrated, that they raised the price from $6 to
$9. Yeah.
How dare they?
Well, when I stayed for it, I was actually going around and interviewing at universities for medical school.
Ah.
And Motel 6 was $6 in those days. That was 45 years ago.
That's why they called it Motel 6.
Motel 6, yeah. It was $6.
No idea.
And, you know, it was a safe, clean place to stay, and starving student could afford $6. But there was no telephone in the room.
No.
You had to go to the lobby to use the payphone. There was a television, but you had to put a quarter in the TV.
You know, even better?
You got, 15 or 30 minutes or something for a quarter?
No, I don't know, but even better? The vibrating bed.
Yes. The magic fingers
I
bed.
Loved
yes.
Oh.
Again, it was a quarter for the TV and a quarter for the bed.
Oh.
And the bed would just kind of vibrate at you for 25 cents. It was, I don't know, 20 or 30 minutes of vibration.
I've never heard
that.
That before.
Specific trip that I just told you about,
yeah.
One reason it stands out was they had the nerve to go from $6 to $9. But I remember we unpacked, what have you. I was doing something with the car. I walked back in. Vicky was sitting in bed in a nightshirt or something. And she said, oh, no. And she jumped off the bed, and her rear end was wet. And somebody had peed in the bed previously.
Dear.
And they hadn't caught it or what have you. It was traumatic.
Put a sheet over the wet mattress.
Oh, huh? No.
Oh, no.
And I thought, oh, my golly.
Yeah.
And so we called. They brought in another mattress. And I can't believe we're telling this story, but it sort of relates to the old song. We were listening to these oldies song, and
that's
you
right.
then bring and then, up and Motel
then, well,
6.
Well, yeah, then all of a sudden I saw an ad on my phone for Motel 6. I thought, why is Motel 6 sending me an ad now at this point in my life?
Yeah, it's been 40 years since I've been to one. Anyway.
Wow.
So forgive us for our silliness. No, never mind. Don't forgive us. It's just
what you get here.
That's right.
Let's go to Woodinville.
Never explain, never apologize.
That's right. And talk to Molly. Hey, Molly.
Your friends don't need it, and your enemies won't believe it anyway.
That's right. Molly, welcome to the show.
Thanks for going down memory lane.
Well, it's
even before doctor there on the other station that was talking about the phone lines, the multiple phone lines.
Yes. Party lines.
We had at least four people on a line, and they had the separate bells. You know, you had one deal for each one, and two and three and four rings, and everybody got on the line when somebody got a phone call. And
that's right. And everybody got to listen.
Everybody from miles and miles and miles around.
That's right. You got to share your whole life, because everybody you talk to, everybody else on the party line could pick up the phone. And it was just evening entertainment. You're bored. Yeah, you go over, you pick up the phone and listen to who's talking.
Goodness me.
You didn't dare say anything on there you didn't want covered on the whole.
That's right.
That's right.
So how can we help you today, Molly?
My question is, aortic valve calcifications that cause the aortic valve replacement.
Mm-hmm.
How do you arrest that when it's starting out?
I have had an
aortic valve replacement, and my son now is
developing calcifications.
Get a heart murmur.
Yeah. Okay. And that's a tough one. And first thing I do is I look at his supplements. People with low vitamin K or high vitamin D will both increase calcification in their arterial tree, and that includes the valves. So you want to make sure that he has enough vitamin K on board and that he's not overdosing. But you don't want him to overdose. Right. You don't want him to overdose on the vitamin D. As long as his vitamin D is staying under about 90, he should be fine. But when you get vitamin D up at 120, 115, then you start increasing calcification. So you don't want to overdo your vitamin D. You want to make sure you have plenty of vitamin K. The lower the vitamin K, the faster these things tend to calcify.
Did you say to take more vitamin K?
Yes. Plenty of vitamin K. And, you know, you get your vitamin K mostly in green leafy vegetables. And young people don't eat enough veggies. But you want him to have plenty of spinach, plenty of lettuce, plenty of broccoli. I mean, everything green he should be eating plenty of, because that's where you get the bulk of your vitamin K. All right.
Okay. So do you take supplements and K?
You can. Yeah, you can take. And there's a particular one called vitamin K2 that is, is even more easily metabolized. So, yeah. The other thing to think about is anything that increases inflammation in his system can increase calcification in the arterial tree, and that includes the cardiac valves. So, you know, you want to have somebody take a look at his inflammatory index. You look at things like his high sensitivity CRP, complement reactive protein, okay? You'd like to keep his CRP under 1 if you can. And if it's over 3, then he has excessive inflammation. The normal is 1 to 3. We like our people to be below 1. Minimal inflammation in the system.
Okay. That sounds very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am.
You betcha, Molly.
Good luck.
Thanks for the call. And with Molly, we're kind of wrapping it up today. It's been a fun day. 4 hours every Saturday. You can find out where we are for each of those 4 hours on our website.
Just go on the party line and ask Mabel.
Ask Mabel next door. go to lmclinic.com, push the podcast button on top of the page, and you'll find out where we are for all 4 hours. Obviously, we'll be back here between 10 and noon on 570 KVI. But I do want to remind everybody that we have opened up the free health analysis appointments through July 15. So that means that I think in Kirkland there's 9 and there's 14 in Linwood and various. We, in all three of our clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland, we have free health analysis appointments. We opened up through July 17. So that's good news. I know it's frustrating. We're sorry about that. They're all gone and through June. And so just grab them. July will be here before you know it. And they're available on a first-come, first-served basis. Again, you get the two free tests, the blood test, and the special in-body. Both you got to do. Because if you don't measure, you don't know. And if you allow us to do these tests, you'll understand what some of your basic health risks are. So don't procrastinate. Go to lmclinic.com. Push on the health analysis button. Schedule your appointment. If you can't do that at lmclinic.com, which about 95% of you will do, you can call 866-86-YOUNG on Monday and do it that way, 866-86-YOUNG. Have a good rest of your weekend. I personally would stay away from Capitol Hill, but apart from that, we'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.